What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. The neighborhood is the Ville, Wrigleyville, and specifically Gallagher Way. Those are our coordinates getting ready for the Cubs and Pirates out here at Wrigley Field. It is the Harrison Rahimi show, Rahimi and Harris show. I don't know.
It's Rahimi and Harris.
Just went a little bit blank there.
You're Mark Grody, by the way.
I am Mark Grody. Hey, it's the start of an 8-game homestand for the Chicago Cubs, which is really nice. We're going to talk about the Chicago Bears in a little bit as well. There is some Bears news that you should hear right now, and that is Bears second-round pick Shamar Turner, who had that ankle injury, per Brad Biggs, is on the practice field this morning for the first time since the opening practice of camp. Per Biggs, we will see what the DT does today. And again, as Biggs said, and a good sign. So that is nice to know that he is back out on the field, a consequential part to the team.
He's a guy you really expect big things out of because he's a second-round pick. You need your second-round picks to contribute in some way. I'm not saying they have to be a starter, but they need to contribute in year one. Even if it's not at the very beginning of the season, by the end of the season, they should be fully into the rotation, especially at that position, of guys who are seeing the field and making some type of impact. But I'll tell you this. You asked the question, and I know we've got the phone calls that are waiting. We'll get to you in a second, 312-644-6767, about the Cubs. Not just what the solution is for the Cubs, but whether or not they can get back to what they were doing early in the season. Short answer is no. They will not be scoring 6.1 runs a game as they were doing for the first month plus of the season. Can't see that. What I can see is the likes of Kyle Tucker, Ian Happ, Seiya Suzuki playing like the back of their baseball cards once again. Not what they did in the first half of this season, but just what they've done throughout their career. And for Kyle Tucker, that's a big jump. For Seiya Suzuki, it's a smaller jump. For PCA, unknown. Don't know how it's going to shake out for him in the back 6 weeks of the season, if you will. But I do believe they will get more offense because those guys will play closer to the back of their baseball cards. And because of the way the pitching staff has looked, I am confident they'll not only make the playoffs, but they will be a threat when they get there.
There's too much legitimacy to all of those players that you just mentioned and saying that they will revert to the back of their baseball cards. Yes. If these were unknown guys, and I guess maybe...
And that's why I said PCA.
Could fall into that category of nobody saw that coming. So it's possible that he's not a 27 home run guy. That he is. It's possible. Like, I know that sounds devastating. It's possible he's not that. But there's still a pretty good chance that PCA is that. But all of these other guys, there is Kyle Tucker, there is legitimacy to him. We know what he is as a player. He's a player that we talk about as a $500 million player. So to sit here and say that he's not going to get it back on would be ridiculous unless there really truly is a debilitating injury that he has right now, which is stopping him from hitting.
So far, that has not been the case. I'll say this about PCA. It's not so maybe he's not a 27 home run player. I think he's a 30 home run player. But the problem is he already hit 27 home runs. And what I'm saying is the back half of the season, he may only get to 30,
right.
32, 33,
yeah.
34 home runs. It's not going to be a 40 home run season by all accounts.
So he's just the guy that I bring up as an example, and I think you did too. I think we're kind of agreeing here. That
us agreeing?
Yeah, I know. It's a shame, but it happens from time to time that he is the one wild card here that I don't know what he really actually is. I do know what Kyle Tucker actually is, and that is a five-star player.
Five-star, five war, whatever you want to say. Let's go back to the phone calls.
How about Dalen in Milwaukee? You want to do that?
Yeah, let's go. Dalen in Milwaukee, you're on with Rahimi and Harris. Mark Grody in for Layla on the score.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate you.
Thanks,
I just want to say, though, can you hear me?
We got you, buddy.
Okay, sorry. Two things I wanted to say. First point was about, is this it for the Cubs, or can you get back to, what we were seeing the first half of the season? And I think the answer is probably something, right in the middle, maybe more towards what we saw in the first part of the season.
I got to tell you, Dalen, I love you, but I got to tell you, I did say I am not allowing.
Get off the fence.
Yeah, no middling. No middling, my friend. No,
okay, fine. I think we can get back to that. I honestly do. We have the sort of offensive prowess, if you will, to put up 5-6 runs a game easy.
There you go.
I just think the bats do need to come alive, and it's kind of unfortunate that everybody in the lineup is kind of slumping, but I think that kind of speaks to some things that you guys were talking about earlier, though. A lot of guys were jumping on first pitches and were not jumping on first pitches, and maybe now they're starting to do that. Maybe pitchers have just figured out, hey, we should throw these sort of things to these guys, and
it's interesting, Dalen. Dalen, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. What's really interesting here, too, even I was talking about with PCA and how this is an opportunity to maybe correct some of the flaws that he even had when he was playing really well. Same thing with Kyle Tucker. How close do you think the Cubs hitting coaches really get or have ever gotten to telling Kyle Tucker how to do his job? I mean, with a lot of these veteran guys, they're sort of left alone until they need a little help. So now the Cubs pitching coaches and the manager, Craig Counsell, could all look at Kyle Tucker and say something that maybe they were holding back before, even when he was playing well. It is that opportunity to do those things right now for the Cubs coaching staff, where I think a lot of the heat should lie in terms of getting these guys right.
And so I think Dalen's point is taken. I think there's a lot of hope out here. There's a lot of hope that the Cubs revert. And like I said, I don't think they're reverting to 6 runs a game.
Right.
But I think the idea that against a good pitcher they can still put up 4-plus runs is not out of the question if you have guys going right.
Amen. And I think that you're going to have some of those big games too, where the Cubs pop off and they have the 9 or 10-run games. And it's just not going to come as quickly. And the assumption of the Cubs scoring all those runs is probably not going to be the case. 312-644-6767. It is the Rahimi and Harris Show out here at Gallagher Way. Get ready for the Cubs and the Pirates. I am Mark Grody filling in for Layla. Lovely day out here. I hear in the background, you might be able to hear the national anthem. The rehearsal is going on for that right here. And let me give some credit here to the people that are helping to put this broadcast together, not just you, Marshall Harris, but also we have Connor O'Donnell over there. We got Ray Diaz. We have Ryan Porth causing problems over here. C.S. Henderson is in the house making us sound really good. Robbie the Tree Triano is back in our studios with Grant Leader as well. It takes a village to put these broadcasts together, ladies and gentlemen. So thank yous to everybody who is helping us out in that regard. We got a break or we got time for a call here?
We got time for one more real quick.
You can't call it or you can call it?
No, I'm calling. One more. Blaine in Wisconsin, yeah. You are on with Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grody, and Falela on the Score.
Hey, guys. It's a rough time to be in Wisconsin as a Cubs fan right now, surrounded by Brewers fans. To the second point of your question, do the Cubs come back? I'm going to go to the opposite side of the fence. I think they're dead. I'm going to pronounce the Cubs dead as of Friday the 15th. D-E-A-D, dead. Hap looks hapless. Looks like he doesn't want to be there. Kyle Tucker looks like he knows his time in Chicago is up. The biggest move they made at the deadline was Jed Hoyer's extension, and I think that it's been downhill since then. I think the lack of movement feels a lot like this 2023 collapse that we saw a couple of years ago, even in spite of some fantastic pitching by the bullpen and Boyd and Horton, which has been fantastic. But second, third, no outs last night. Can't even hit a sac fly. That's tough.
Yeah, there's been too many scenarios like that. That might have been the mother load last night, I mean, for sure. But, hey, man, look. We've seen these things in recent Cubs history with the Cubs going blank with the bats. It was, you know, last year, 2023, was really the worst of it when they couldn't hit in high leverage, you know, in any way, shape, or form. But
it saddens me that Blaine is that resigned to the fact that the Cubs are dead.
Right.
DOA, dead on arrival.
Hey, I appreciate his succinct and very definite. You know, like a lot of people. That's why I said no middling.
And he had his reasons. And he had his reasons. And I can't argue with the reasons that he gave. I think there should be a little bit more hope in what's going on with the roster that you have. There's guys who have proven that they can bounce back from slumps.
It is the Rahimi and Harris Show. Coming up next, live out here from Gallagher Way in Wrigley Field, just outside of Wrigley Field, the ballpark where the Cubs and Pirates are getting ready to play ball, the start of a long homestand for the Cubs, which will feature the Milwaukee Brewers coming up here on August 18th. But coming up, we are going to talk Bears, and specifically fresh audio from the Bears head coach Ben Johnson. The joint practice is going on, and I was a little surprised, actually very surprised, talking to Marshall Harris earlier, because we need to discuss which side of the ball we think is going to be better for the Chicago Bears in the year 2025. So we're getting into all of that coming up next on the Rahimi and Harris Show with me, Mark Grody, on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.